Well, welcome to Local Matters. We are honored today to have a really special guest. Christy Brown is director of Jackson County Schools. And Christy, welcome. It's been about a year since we've had you on this show, I think. And things have really moved in that year. So thank you for coming in and being with us.
Yes, it's great to be back. And you're right. We've had lots of things happening and things that we could have never predicted from the last time we spoke.
Well, not everyone knows you. You've been there for quite a while. You've been director now for over a year. So talk a bit about your first year and about your background.
So I'm graduated from Jackson County High School and born and raised in Jackson County. Moved away for a while and came back. And so proud of where I come from and the people there, some great folks in Jackson County, and more than anything, really glad to be able to come back and serve the students and the families in any way that we can, really. Education, teaching, other ways that we can. I'm happy to be able to be a big part of that. So,
well, boy, it's an important time for education in Jackson County and in all over the, literally all over the United States. This is as much of a challenging time as I think I've seen in my career. So lots going on, obviously. And I know everyone has school startup on their minds. No one knows exactly what form that'll be in at this point. I think anywhere in the nation, they're going to announce things, and then they're still going to ad lib as we learn more. But what are your plans at this point in Jackson County? What kind of things are you talking about?
So I do want to preface that these are plans as of now. Like you said, yeah, they are definitely subject to change. It always seems like a moving target with the guidelines that we get. But we are trying to get the framework there and get some details that I know that parents and teachers and especially students, that they're going to want to know what school going to look like and what's it going to be when we come back. So we're trying to get those details. What we do know is that we learned a lot of things last spring. We learned a lot of things, you know, as far as our readiness to go online with just devices and equipment and internet access and even, you know, teachers' readiness to be able to do so. And I want to say this, that our teachers, they have really, I know that they have really put themselves out there and learned a lot along the way, as have I, to try and serve our students the best that we can under those circumstances. So we know that it's going to look different than last spring, though. We do know that. We are prepared more. We have invested in a really high-quality ELA curriculum, probably the biggest investment in early literacy that we've had in our school system. And we are going to roll that out anyway, regardless. I think Great. That's super important to keep that high-quality curriculum out there and make sure that kids are receiving a quality education no matter where they're learning from. So that's one of our goals, was to make sure that we're able to educate any child in Jackson County no matter where they're learning. Some other things that we kept in mind as we rolled out the framework of this plan, as we started meeting in teams and working groups and those type of things weekly, was a priority of a high quality, rigorous curriculum no matter what. It needs to be accessible to all students, so we need to invest in some things to make sure that that happens, that their needs are being met. It also needs to be flexible enough that we can move between in person, online, whatever that may look like that the circumstances require. And then lastly, it's super important that regular communication is happening between administration and teachers, teachers and students, teachers and parents, and really keep that regular communication out there so it's not chaotic or confusing as we get going. So I think that that's really important. And so we, like I said, we've made some pretty major investments. We will be this coming school year, a one-to-one school district with students to devices, and we set up emails for every single student. And again, you know, invested in materials that have an online component. So I feel like we're going to be as ready, and our plan will be as good for our students as anybody's. So I'm excited about some things that we've learned along the way and how that's going to change education forever.
It may. You know, I think I've watched my grandkids go through this, and I did some online things at Tech when I was there and wasn't too too good at it myself. It just wasn't the area I liked the best. But I've noticed my grandchildren occasionally find a real bright light in something they find online that they'd have probably never run into in the classroom. So there are some advantages to it. But it's got challenges too. Well, you've raised a lot of good questions and good discussion points. So let's just talk a little bit about some of these issues. And by the way, you and I have both, before we started, we want to give a shout out to former director Joe Barlow. Joe was possibly going to be with us today, but it's always great to run into him in town, in Gainesboro or wherever. So we certainly want to brag on Joe Barlow. He set the stage for what you're doing.
Yes, he's been a great mentor, and I still keep in touch with him often. And it has really been a really smooth transition for me to have somebody that's been there and around for a while and been successful with that. So I'm proud to be able to say, just building on those successes and being innovative in where we're going. I'm not sure that he has all the answers on this one, though. I'll say that.
I would imagine that's true. I'm not sure any of us have all the answers at this point. Well, this is Local Matters. We are talking to Christy Brown, the director of schools in Jackson County, Tennessee. And we're talking about some of the things that all of us are thinking about in terms of next year's education environment. And Christy, I know... in your county, in Putnam County, and in most of the counties in Tennessee, a lot of parents work. Maybe both parents work, some cases it's a single mom that's also working full time. That adds even more pressure, doesn't it? To, if I've got to homeschool at least part of the time, it's going to be a challenging environment for working parents.
Sure. That's what we found in our concerns. We have sent out a couple of rounds of surveys, and that I left kind of a blank there to just let them open-ended put down their concerns and their questions, and that came up often. Was it on a staggered schedule or a phase-in, you know, for a month or two, you know, what that might look like for families that they're working and, you know, their children may be home 2 or 3 days a week. And so that's something that we're definitely considering, and what our plan is to try to come back to school on our regular school calendar. That's the plan as of right now, and to try to account for the social distancing and following those CDC guidelines that are talked about so much, as reasonably as we can, and put some safety precautions in place. We want to be able to serve our kids in person, but we're also offering a virtual option, as many other districts are doing as well.
And I think that hybrid mixture of isolation and homeschool and social distancing is going to be some mix of that's going to have to be pretty much all over our state, I imagine. I heard someone jokingly say we needed to buy every child a hula hoop and tie them inside it, and that way they could get no closer than 2 hula hoops distance to any other child or teacher. And that
may be interesting. I've seen some interesting devices and contraptions and game like things for little ones, that kind of thing, to help, you know,
help remind them.
So we definitely have some safety protocols in place, and you know, cleaning procedures that we're going to train and do those things with our, well, everybody, not just our custodian staff, but everybody in the school.
Yeah, we've all learned we are custodians in many ways,
right,
aren't we? Let's talk a little bit about some of these issues. And you're an expert in childhood education. So is distance learning effective for, can it be effective for most children, do you think?
I think that in-person learning is definitely more effective for most children.
Yeah.
I do think that there are some children, though, as we know, they learn in different ways. And, you know, I would like to see everybody in schools learning in person. However, you know, we want to meet the needs of each individual student, not just most of the students. And so we're going to do our best to do that based on their family's choices that they've made. I'm sure they have their own reasons, and we want to respect that.
And so you really think it's going to be a little bit more of a personalized education plan for each student this year. Some students may have an experience different than other students.
Sure. At different grade levels, it's going to look a little bit different. I think trying to teach a child how to read on an online platform or live streaming is definitely more difficult than doing that in person. But we are going to do the very best that we can to provide the best education we can for our students. So,
and I know children, even elementary children, they will adapt to technology better than adults will in most cases.
Yes, I think that's what we've all found. If they didn't already know, that teachers are seeing that students, they'll figure it out. They will. You put it out there and they'll find a way to figure it out and participate the way, you know, that they need to. And, you know, it's going to be a little bit different this fall because the accountability there is a little bit different for assignments and attendance and those type things. So we're hoping to outline those things in a handbook for students that are virtual, or in the case that we have to go virtual, circumstances require it, what that might look like with some of those things. So that'll look a little different too.
Has the State Board of Education given you enough flexibility or enough guidance to, have they been pretty supportive of what counties are trying to do?
Yes, they've put out several toolkits, which are extensive and those things. And so we've been able to use some of those, you know, to our advantage with trying to plan out the framework for it. And I'm grateful for some local flexibility because we are not Davidson County or Shelby County, and our rates are not nearly what some of the other places are. So we're fortunate to be in a rural place that has a little space. Yep. And so I'm grateful for that and the flexibility that they've given us. However, I do think from district to district, you know, parents and, you know, students, teachers even may be confused on this district's doing this and this one's doing something that looks quite different. And we're quite close geography wise and demographic wise.
This is Local Matters. We are talking to Christy Brown from Jackson County, and we're going to take a quick break.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Christy Brown about education matters today, and particularly Jackson County education matters. And we're looking at school startup in Jackson County. And Christy, you mentioned the plan will include some form of hybrid stuff with some probably some distance learning or some home-based learning in addition to stuff at the school. But obviously, kids are going to spend time with their teachers. They're going to spend time at school. Talk about safety and about medical support at schools and things like that that are already in the plan.
Sure. So we obviously are concerned with instruction, but our top priority right now, well, anytime really, but it's just emphasized with what's going on, is student safety and safely reopening our buildings. So I'm happy to say that, you know, each school, we're fortunate. We have a full-time school nurse on staff at each of the schools, and that can help with any kind of health issues or conditions that may arise. We have had a great partnership with our EMS director. Keith Bean has been a great support for our schools. We've worked in partnership with him to secure supplies and resupplies if we need them, that type thing. Helped us with our touchless thermometers that we have. So he's been a great support. And then just, you know, planning, sitting down with our culture team and our school safety team. We have several working groups with our district to come up with plans, you know, safety plans, not just for the buildings, but also big one, big challenge is our buses and transportation.
Oh, yeah.
Some safety things that that will have to apply there, and just some logistic things to make sure that students are in buildings that are safe and clean, disinfected, and those type things regularly, getting those schedules and those type things together. So obviously that is a top priority, and I feel like we have done a good job so far of going ahead and pre-planning, like all summer, trying to get those things stocked up as best we can. I know that at times those supplies are hard to come by. So we have really tried hard to plan ahead for that and be ready for when those doors open. And regardless of the kind of start or, you know, the mixture of start that we may have, I'm still excited for the first day of school. I can't wait for those kids to get there, and I want to make sure that everything's just right for that. So,
and I think most of the kids are excited too. They've, I know my grandkids have, it's like they sort of look over their shoulder at when are we going back? You know, what's the timetable?
Yes, my children are the same way. So I have two little ones. One will start middle school this year and one in elementary school. And they're excited to go back and see their friends. And it's just not the same. Even if they Zoom and do all those
things,
it's not the same as meeting up in person. So
yeah,
that'll be exciting.
It's been an unusual summer for them. And I think they're looking forward to reunion, whatever form that takes.
Sure.
Well, talk about your teachers too. They work hard in a normal setting.
Yes.
Now this has added even more complexity to their daily work. So how are they getting prepared for this new year?
So I can't say enough about my teachers. Again, they stepped up last spring and delivered some great instruction to our students. They are learning all the time, and they're learners also. And so we have some professional development for them with technology and instructional technology that's coming up before school starts. They've also participated in some online training. I was very happy to see the number of teachers who've given me feedback that they've just signed up for this and just gone ahead and trying to prepare for these students. So they're learning. And I think that their work is incredible already. So I want to make sure that our district's ready to support our teachers and whatever they may need, wherever they are in their process. That's really important as well. And I want to say thank you to every single educator in Jackson County and other places too, but especially where I serve students, and just so happy for each one of them and want to make sure that they have the things they need and support them however we can.
They are heroes every day, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, it's hard to overestimate how important our teachers are to the learning and the lives of our students. They spend more time with them during the weekdays than at least awake time than sometimes a parent does. So
sure.
It is we can't brag on them enough. Well, let's talk about two or three issues dealing with the hybrid education. One is online access. You mentioned every student will have a device.
Right.
And I know across our state, even across every county in the state, here in Putnam County, I have difficulty with the internet at my farm up north of Cookeville. So how is that going to work with students? Some may have a bit more of a challenge than others in terms of accessing the internet, for instance.
Again, I think it comes down to looking at our student population on an individual student basis. And being a smaller district, I feel like we are able to do that.
Yeah,
and,
true.
So we are going to do some kind of public hotspots where we can. We're going to try to do parking lots and things like that. Maybe some mobile hotspots too in the places that lots of students live. But we also know that regardless of hotspots, there are places in Jackson County it's just not going to be a signal there. There's just not.
In my tree stand in up near North Springs, it's hard to get a signal in that tree stand.
So we want to prepare for that as well. We have some, we've talked about some plans for that, whether we are, you know, putting that same content on flash drives on a little bit of a delay, letting those students have a little bit of time to finish that. But we want it to be the same high quality instruction no matter what. And we're going to work with those students and families to make sure that can happen. So we're have some plans for that. And just, again, just on an individual level, you know, what does this student need? What does this student need? And meeting their needs as much as we can. And again, we learned a lot in the spring and have a pretty good idea of who those students are and have had time, you know, to think about what it is that we can do to serve them the best.
Well, some students ride school buses, some don't, but let's talk about school bus safety too. In the past, that would have always been, flash floods and tornadoes and snow and ice. We talk about school buses in that sense, but now every day they are a way of conveying students to school with this coronavirus environment that we're in. So talk about school bus safety. I know you've planned for it.
That's really one of the most challenging areas logistically with our working group is the transportation. Have a transportation director, Ms. Phyllis Goad. She's mm-hmm. done a good job. She's planning to look at bus routes and maybe rerouting some of them to make sure that some of our fuller buses are more, I guess, allow for them to be on those students to be on other buses for less students and more social distancing. We also were able to actually buy two brand new school buses last year.
Wow, great.
It is great that we'll be able to add as extra routes. And so I think that's going to alleviate some of the crowdedness on some of our buses. We're going to have students in the same family sit near each other, those things, so the close contacts are limited to ones that are already in their houses. So we do have some plans for that. Those plans are evolving, but that is one of the more challenging areas that we have.
And I guess some parents will be able to drive their students to school, and that won't be as big an issue for them, perhaps.
Sure.
Probably see more of that this year than we have in most.
I would think so. We have a number of parents who do that, so I think that, and maybe just until parents are familiar and sure that we're doing all we can.
Right.
That they may do that and see how things go.
Yeah.
And that we're fine with that, too. We want to make sure that we're doing things right as well.
We've all got to get a comfort level with this new normal or whatever it's going to be for a while.
Sure.
Well, you mentioned ELI, the Early Literacy Initiative, and talk about how important literacy is, especially to younger children. It's important to all children, but an early start, a good start, is really important, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And looking at our student data over the last few years, we've seen some gains in early literacy. We have. And, you know, our last third grade scores were a little higher than the state average. And, you know, those they've come up some in the lower grades. But what we found, and it's been a state initiative too, but the ELA adoption and language arts adoption come up last year, and we've really invested in the full program, ongoing professional development for teachers, the supplementary components that are the things that differentiate instruction for students, not just the basic program. And so I'm really proud that we have invested that. I think it's going to be a great investment, and we're going to see that for years to come. I believe that the teachers are excited about it. They've been in training this summer, and they seem to be excited about their new materials and new books and those things. And so I can't wait to see the growth that I'm certain that we're going to have from that. And it that will last a lifetime. I really believe that that's going to impact the quality of a child's life for life if they have a good foundation in reading. And so that is one of our very top academic priorities in Jackson County, is we will teach kids how to read in Jackson County.
Well, that is great. This is going to be such an important year, and I know you're hard at work on the planning for it. I wish you the very best in the in rolling this thing out, and we'll have to get together again and talk about how it's going mid-year or thereabouts.
Sure.
But thank you so much for coming in and being with us today on Education Matters.
Thank you for the opportunity. I look forward to seeing you again.